Myths, methodologies, and methods.
That's a myth for sure. Yeah, no, that's a myth. That's a myth.
Recording user.
If method is a practice, what do we call the one who practices it?
Methodologist.
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 Myth plus method plus logos.
I like mythoid.
Mythoid is something from outer space for sure.
Mythoids are not the people that practice the methods. They're the people that receive the methods and then share them with the others.
Are they prophets?
No, they're mythoids.
And they have huge impact where they when a meteoroid crashes, you know, the site of
the crater.
The crater, yes.
It's like the methods come to them, that metals come to Earth and they just receive them, and then their job is to share them.
It's a methodocelium that happens, like a mycelium of mushrooms, like a rhizome of methods that just grows everywhere once the seed is dropped onto fertile grounds.
Is a methodocelium a mushroom?
Only in a metaphor. Otherwise, it's a very concrete thing. It means that once a method is created, other methods will pop up like mushrooms after the rain.
Oh, no.
You don't like mushrooms?
No, I just don't like popping methods.
Who controls methods?
Whoever controls the myth controls the method.
We can have the same myth and not the same method.
Can we?
Yeah, I think that's true. I think the method is informed by a multiplicity of myths, simultaneously, even sometimes.
Yeah, the smallest part of the myth might be the myth itself, and the bigger part of it is like the energy and feelings that are put into believing it.
The smallest particle of the myth is desire.
What is our urgency to create myths and methods?
Crisis.
Of?
Of everything. No, don't stop. No.
That was really nice.
Oh.
Thank you. I needed it.
Rituals.
Do you think that methods have more outcome when it becomes a form of discipline?
To search for a method is a disciplined practice.
I see more myths when I dream than when I pray.
Oh, does a myth give you power?
Without myth, you are powerless. Question mark?
Yeah.
Methods and methodologies are intimate. They cannot be anything else.
But does one want intimacy from their myths?
And also, to what extent can you not share that intimacy?
Is a myth something secret or sacred?
Myth is a cruel mistress.
Myth comes from desire.
It's a self-destructive process, believing in myths.
Why?
Myths should not ever be accomplished. And in our striving to accomplish or bring a myth to fruition, we break our backs, we injure our knees, and we bend over backwards.
Is it worth it?
Nope.
Myths can change. There can be a lot of versions of the same myth, and we do everything in order to create for ourselves the myth that we need.
I'm ready to question whether or not we indeed need myths.
And then these methods adapt to this myth.
A myth and its methods to only be the striving for the impossible and nothing else.
Healthy routines and acts of self-care and discipline.
Myths that you have the control over or even the privileges to say no to.
Being in search of these methods are a way to achieve a myth that you're believing in it, but nevertheless, whether you like achieve that myth or not, if these methods are adapted to a myth, they're going to make you feel a certain way that is, that most of the time will be very close to what you're trying to achieve, if it's the right methods.
A myth is an organic matter. It grows, it dissolves, it dies, it changes, it mutates.
Myth can also be synthetic.
Myth can be a chosen obsession.
Myth can be an unwanted affliction.
Myth can be an act of self-care as much as it can be an act of self-sabotage.
Of course, they outlive the individual, but they can also exist without that individual. You know, they're produced by an individual or a collective, but somehow they have the traits of completely existing independently of that.
Myths are self-sufficient. They Absolutely. Don't need us to exist.
Yes, myths are AI. Myths are the future. Self-reproductive, self-sustainable, hyper-computized fucking circuitry.
We can't control them. They're out in the wild. We just try to find the ones that kind of work for us. As humanity, maybe. It's embedded in every cell that we observe. In every little subatomic particle, nano, quantum level of physics, there is a little bit of myth.
I had this talk about translation once. The fact that the original book in the original language will be published, like, will always be published like the same way. But somehow a translation, like, if you want it to be relevant, it has to be rewritten every 10 years. Because it's translated by the brain that is thinking through that generational thinking.
Can I just say something? Myth gives us pleasure.
Yes, we should have started with
Yeah, we didn't mention that it
came from desire. Exactly. Yes, yeah. We caught up to the desire part quickly, but then we're like, we spaced out. No, indeed.
Myth is desire, yeah.
Myth is pleasure.
Mm-hmm.